today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I was just reading about this family physician that can't give away his solo practice. And I'm thinking, is the doctor-patient relationship dead? I mean, this is a thing of the past, isn't it? I mean, how many of you actually have a patient-doctor relationship that goes beyond the 30 seconds you get with your doctor to barely ask a question before he writes a script or sends you out to his nurse practitioner or some other physician assistant? I know I get the calls all the time, whether it's here on the air or off the air, from people desperate just to be listened to. And, of course, healing is all about listening as well, is it not? And that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm glad you're with me. Gary Johnson, two-term New Mexico governor. Gary Johnson will be joining me in a little while. And he declared that I'm running for president. That's what he says. So we're going to talk to him about that, issues of health care, healing, and getting the government out of our doctor-patient relationships. That's a good thing. Hey, today I'm on injured reserve. Why am I even here? It's springtime. We got Passover. We got Easter. And what am I doing on the air? Injured reserve list. Yeah, out there, my son's playing baseball. He's 11, and I, you know, silly me. Yes, I goof sometimes, too. I went out there with him so he could practice his pitching. And what do? I'm in my flip-flops like a numbnut. He throws a fastball with a mean curve, curves right down into my big toe. And if you ever wondered if the little stuff doesn't matter, just try walking without your big toe. Because it cracked. I'm telling you, I cracked that big toe. It's at the very least, I'm dealing with a fractured toe today. And 24 hours after this injury, I'm back. Yeah, no, I'm not pitching, but I guess you could say it from a radio perspective. But I'm here. My foot's elevated, kicking back with you on the Robert Scott Bell Show next couple of hours. 800-259-5791 is the call-in number live. 800-259-5791. 9-1 if you have a question for Governor Gary Johnson, or I'm going to hit as well. Hey, yeah, there's some top 12 lists and some top 10 lists and some top 15 lists I got to hit today. You know, there's a top 10 most prescribed drugs and top 10 most profitable drugs. Not only will I reveal those today on the air, but I will give you options that are not drugs. The FDA is going to be very upset with the Robert Scott Bell Show today because I'm going to let you know of the things that they consider alternatives not approved by them. To address the top 10 issues, evidently, you know, based on the drug prescription patterns here. And this is a big one, very big one, because none of us in America suffer from drug deficiency diseases. And so it'll be part of my questions to Governor Gary Johnson. What does he think? Ways to fix the health care disaster, the medical monopoly as such. Definitely big time. So this guy, family physician, can't give away his solo practice. I mean, what does everybody want? You know, highly specialized practices where they can prescribe cholesterol-lowering medications, or psychiatric practices where they can prescribe SSRI medications or childhood behavioral disorder medications. And what about grief? They want to reassign grief. They want to call grief the new drug deficiency disease. They want to reassign grief. If you have any grief in your life, it means you need a drug. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and certainly not while Governor Gary Johnson joins me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Governor Johnson, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Robert Scott. Good to be on.
Oh, I'm glad to have you on board. As I said, we've interviewed a few times where you couldn't tell us what you were going to do, and I didn't push the issue, but evidently this past week you said, well, I've got my exploratory committee ready to rock and roll, maybe run for president here.
Well, it's not an exploratory committee. It is an announcement. So I am running for president of the United States, hoping to get the Republican nomination for president.
Well, Governor Johnson, why would you want to be the head of the executive branch on a Titanic that they're just rearranging the deck chairs on?
Well, you know, I think you're pointing out what the reality is, and that is we're on the verge of a financial collapse. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's baked into the numbers. There's no way we repay $14 trillion in debt when ongoing we're racking up $1.6 trillion worth of new expenses this year and going forward. So why would I want to do this? Well, one, I think I could do the job. Two, I think I could actually do a good job at it. And then three is I think maybe it's one of humankind's great adventures, and I get to be a part of that.
Well, you have a track record, and not everybody can run on such a record, that you two-term governor of New Mexico, term limited out, where you actually reduced the budget. You vetoed more bills than all the other 49 governors combined in the time you were in office. So I have to say, it's an amazing thing to say. I'd like to see them attack your record.
Well, it is about having a resume, and the resume that I do have is that I did serve as governor two terms in New Mexico in a state that was 2-1 Democrat. And I said no to a whole lot of government getting more into our lives. I said a whole lot of no to, do we really need to spend this amount of money, and will it make a difference in our lives? No, it won't. I'm going to veto that legislation. So I think what's significant is that I got reelected in a state that was 2-1 Democrat by saying no to a whole lot of legislation. And I think it just speaks volumes to the fact that people really appreciate good stewardship of tax dollars.
Yeah, you and I have also talked a lot about the health care debacle. That is, they call it a health care crisis. I call it a crisis of government intervention because, you know, as a homeopath, someone in most states, they don't even acknowledge homeopathic medicine, even though it's deeply entrenched and rooted in the history of America herself. We now have a monopoly in all 50 states with some varying degrees, because I know some of the western states do allow natural medicine modalities and such. Your friend Governor Ventura opened up Minnesota to allow a competition to some degree. But the medical monopoly is something that happens from a federal level and bleeds down to the state level, and it's really suffocated the lifeblood of real health care. I talked about a doctor who can't even sell a private practice because, you know, nobody has the time to actually talk to patients anymore because it's two-minute medicine now.
Well, I believe in free markets. I believe in the notion that the magic of free markets, I think we all benefit from lower cost of services, lower cost of goods. I think we all benefit from a competitive environment where entrepreneurs are really unleashed to do just that. And so when it comes to health care, we're about as far removed from free market in this country as we possibly can be. When it comes to health care, the government could eliminate impediments for homeopaths to provide alternatives to what we're currently doing. And it isn't just homeopathic.
Right.
It's really the government involved in blowing the lid off of supply, if you will, and when it comes to alternatives to the way that we currently conduct our healthcare system.
Yeah, imagine you've talked about a lot of the expenditures into so-called healthcare. I would call it disease management. You might agree with that. Going back to the federal government from the states and then being issued as block grants back to the states. Of course, I think we also agree that we would rather not send it to the feds to begin with. It'd be much more efficient to keep it in the states and allow for the freedom of, let's say, New Mexico, also out in the west where you were, a lot of Native American traditions as well, herbalism, homeopathics, and things that are available there. If you open up the supply and make it freely available, and I don't mean charge for free, I mean just freely available where it's not a monopoly. Imagine the cost of the medical doctors. They couldn't, in a monopoly, they can overcharge people, but in a free market, they could not.
Well, and let's just take that same analysis and apply it to education, kindergarten through 12th grade, bringing competition to public education, bringing competition to insurance, bringing competition to electrical utility monopolies, bringing competition to communication, bringing competition really everywhere in this country. And as a result, we all end up enjoying lower cost of goods and services and better results.
You must have read Tom Wood's book, Rollback, because what you're talking about is a major rollback of the federal government to kind of put it back into its constitutional constraints. Do you think the American people are ready for it? I mean, I see a growing movement, of course. I've been in talk radio for 12 years, and many of my listeners have been waiting for years and trying to create it. But then again, we've seen the growth no matter what. If a Democrat was in charge of the executive branch or a Republican, they occasionally would talk a good game. But what would happen is you've seen, as you mentioned at the top of our discussion here, the trillions and trillions of dollars of debt just keep skyrocketing.
Well, and that's my candidacy, my running for president of the United States, the notion that we could actually get back to these principles. Getting back to principles doesn't mean that doesn't mean an explosion in entrepreneurial discovery, new futures thinking. That's getting back to the basis on how we proceed is really, like I say, just blowing the lid off of the potential of what this country has going forward.
Well, we must do that. I mean, look, we've been on this track for a long time. The 20th century saw the decline of honestly, the American, what I would call the greatness of America, as the government kind of grew and snuffed it out. And, of course, I see it in terms of healthcare because of my background in healing. But it's more than that. You know, we talk about every area or aspect of American life. The government has now interceded in it, intervened in it. And when we talk about interventionist foreign policies, we also got to talk about interventionist domestic policies. And that's what we're going to do next when we come back. Governor Gary Johnson on with me for about a half hour today, talking about the presidential candidacy. Yes, the race for 2012, it's not too early to discuss it because the demise of America is almost past us if we do not correct course now, not 2 years from now. Rocking the Health World more with Gary Johnson after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the United States of El Talk Radio, rocking the health world and political world simultaneously here today on this Easter and Passover. And I'm glad you're with me. Governor Gary Johnson continues on a couple of segments here more. And we're talking about the fact he announced it's official. He's running for president. And I'm very excited to tell you that this is a liberty candidate. This is someone who really does love liberty and has actually got an example and a track record. And that's why we have him on board here. And anybody that spotlights or is with me on that, we're going to highlight him over the course of the campaign the next couple of years for sure. And Governor Johnson, we talked a lot about, you know, restoring, let's say, this concept of liberty back into the essence of, well, even the Declaration of Independence. Was it all about liberty, not tyranny? And we seem to have degraded, by and large, into some sort of, I guess, for lack of a better word, there's a lot of fascism going on now.
Well, I think that I'm in the camp, Robert Scott, that we're on the verge of a financial collapse. We're going to all be left without a country here shortly if we don't remedy the problems that we have. And that is, we can balance the federal budget. We landed on the moon. We can fix the notion that we continue to spend more money than what we take in. And that involves a really serious discussion about cutting Medicaid and Medicare by 43%. It's a discussion about the reform of Social Security, not cutting it, but reforming it without raising taxes to the point that it can take in more money than what it pays out. And that can be done. And then it's a real discussion about cutting military spending by 43% also, believing that we cannot continue to nation build when we've got our own nation to build.
Yes, very good point. Now, that's where I went to the break, interventionism, that concept of interventionism. They've attacked people who have said, we cannot intervene everywhere, and said, oh, you're an isolationist. But honestly, the founders weren't isolationists so much as they were relatively aware of the fact that when you intervene in this way, you isolate yourself. It's kind of a bizarre opposite or counterintuitive, but it's kind of like I liken it. If you're going to intervene in your neighbor's business, eventually your neighbor's going to not want to have anything to do with you. But we also see with Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, forcing people to participate in a bankrupt system also is a form of intervention on a domestic side that is equivalent in some way to the bankruptcy, whether it be foreign or domestic.
Well, when it comes to Medicaid and Medicare, I think that and this is something that's going to be a recurring theme with me, is give this all back to the states. 50 laboratories of innovation that really are engaged in a competition for best practices. Best practices would emerge. There'd be failure. Failure, of course, is going to get avoided. So when it comes to education, give education back to the states. When it comes to Medicaid and Medicare, give Medicaid and Medicare back to the... And when it comes to Medicare, of course, the states haven't had Medicare, but the only way that it's going to survive is if states really take it over. And that we have a different way of delivering health care to those over 65, because currently Medicare is going to engulf the entire federal budget here in a very short amount of time if it's not brought under control.
Yeah, no doubt. And also just the focal point of the monopoly, which looks at old people as drug receptacles. You know, how is it that anybody ever lived to 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 throughout history without the pharmaceutical industrial complex? I think, again, opening it up to competition, other ideas and thoughts, and some of them going back in time to history to recognize that nutrition may play a more vital role than drugging our old people.
Well, as you point out all the time in your show, I think nutrition nutrition, exercise are the keys to health, period. That I'm under the belief that nutrition really is the basis for all of our ills and all of our health, and that it can be traced back to nutrition on every single malady I think that we have. And And I don't want for a minute to be naive and not believe that that Western medicine doesn't have key roles to play in all sorts of different areas also. But there are just a whole lot of alternatives that are not being being explored, and there are a whole lot of health maladies, if you will, that are a direct result of really government. I think I've talked to you on this show before about the fact that food subsidies, in particular corn, and the fact that we've invented a million different ways to consume corn. Included in those million ways are corn syrup, corn sweetener,
yeah,
which make food so irresistible, make food taste so good that we can't consume enough of it, that has led to perhaps the obesity in America beyond any other single contributing factor.
Yeah, for federal food addiction by the endorsement, if you will, of the food monopoly, and of course promoting corn for ethanol and other things, and it redirected or misallocated money from the market that would decide which way is best to go or grow. And then it also propped up the corporatism of big agribusiness like the Monsantos of the world that are genetically modifying and poisoning with pesticides. We're finding pesticide residues in babies not even yet born in cord blood when they're born. So we've really, you know, and this is the government protecting those industries over the health of the people.
Well, the unintended consequence of government and its actions, the unintended consequences of, you know, of any over-the-counter, certainly any prescription drugs that we take, you know, there's a benefit, but there's also a result or a consequence.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me take a moment. We've got a minute here before another break, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the campaign trail coming up. But the object of foreign interventionism, the recent issue of Libya, someone would say, okay, as a president, Gary Johnson, what would you have done differently than Obama in regards to the latest Libya intervention?
Well, H or Z, I would have never gone into Libya believing that it was not in any way a national threat to our security. And if I would have gone into Libya, I would have asked congressional authorization. Where is it in the Constitution that says that because we don't like a foreign leader, we should go in and topple that foreign leader? Where is the threat to our national security? It doesn't exist. And have we not injected ourselves into a civil war? Don't five other countries right now in the Middle East qualify for the same military intervention that we've implemented in Libya? Under the umbrella of a no-fly zone, didn't Saddam Hussein exist for 12 years? And under the umbrella of a no-fly zone, did not the atrocities of Bosnia occur? We take out Saddam Hussein, and Saddam Hussein is the check against Iran in the Middle East. Well, now Iran is raising its head. I don't believe it is a military threat or a threat to our national security at this time. We should remain vigilant to that and will remain vigilant to that. But an unintended consequence of taking out Saddam Hussein, and now we have Iran to deal with.
Yeah, well, again, more of these unintended consequences of eggheads running government that don't know how to take care of themselves, and, of course, we all suffer because of it. We got one more segment with Governor Gary Johnson talking about his run for the presidency. We'll talk a little bit about Ron Paul and the rest of the Republican field, as well as does he think a candidate that references the Constitution can ever be voted in? He's right about the Constitution. Let's see if we think we can get some traction on that issue as well. Rocking the health world with Governor Johnson. One more segment next, and lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stand by for the top 10 drugs prescribed and then the top 10 solutions the FDA doesn't want you to know about. I got that coming up. And we got one more segment here with two-term, what we call New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. He joins me. He has declared for the presidency. He's running as a Republican. And the question is there room enough for another Liberty candidate? I say there's not enough Liberty candidates. Bring them on. Those, Gary, that are, concerned because, oh, my gosh, Ron Paul might run, and what will that mean? It's like, man, I think we both love and respect Ron Paul, but I'm glad to see more liberty up there.
Well, this is about growing the Republican base. A novel notion here would be to actually govern. So, like I say, the base has got to grow significantly, and I'm under the belief that maybe I speak on behalf of 50% plus of Republicans, but I'm actually putting my geister on the line here by declaring my candidacy.
Well, somebody had to do it. And as we said, if you feel like you can manage it, it's a disaster up there in D.C. And if you got it, you know, you're an athlete. We were talking off the air, you know, ski bum, as you said it. And you actually live a healthier lifestyle than most. And it takes that to survive the onslaught of what it means to be running for presidency as well.
Well, this can be fixed. We landed on the moon. We can balance revenues with expenditures. This is not hard. This is easy. And we're responsible too for the situation that exists. We, not you and I personally, but we've elected every congressman one by one, every senator one by one. We bear responsibility for the pickle that we're in.
Yeah, and although you've acknowledged, too, that you're not a user of marijuana, nor am I, the fact is to decriminalize at the very least or legalize that which God created, I think that's something we got to do. This drug war on the domestic front has done more to violate the civil liberties of all Americans than the Fourth Amendment, et cetera.
Well, for me, the drug war is, first of all, I'm opposed to the drug war A through Z, but just on a C cost-benefit analysis, it really is horrendous. We're spending $70 billion a year. Half of what we spend on law enforcement, the courts, and the prisons is drug-related, and to what end? Well, we now have 2.3 million people behind bars in this country. We have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world. And isn't this the country of liberty and freedom and the personal responsibility that goes along with that? I guess not when it comes to smoking pot.
Well, it's Orwell speak. Freedom equals basically imprisonment. And, of course, could not the states handle and make those rules accordingly to the states as opposed to having a federal state mandate, whether it be one way or another?
Well, and it all boils back to the states. 50 laboratories of doing things differently. Yes, this is a decision that lies within each state, and as each state deals with this differently, why we could actually have best practices as opposed to federal government top down, one size fits all. It doesn't fit all. It's a bad size. It doesn't fit me.
No, not at all. And of course, you know, I've been on the tour. You were at one of them at the 10th Amendment Center, the Nullify Now tour. I just got back from Austin. A lot of great speakers there. It seems to be a growing movement. Governors are actually catching on to the concept that they don't have to wait for the Supreme Court to decide something unconstitutional. If the states see something unconstitutional, it's their duty bound to nullify it, according to what Thomas Jefferson had said.
Well, it's a great movement, and I think it's terrific that it is catching on. It is catching on that we don't have to follow the federal government, that we can blaze our own trail and relative to doing better for everybody.
Yeah,
because
as long as we
get emulated.
Yeah, as long as we don't violate the rights of anyone else, it's pretty much that's what freedom is and responsibility, which I would like to take for myself and my family, not to have the federal government take that over and then enslave us to a so-called do-good nanny state.
Yep, you got it. Nullify Now is contributing to that greatly. Thank you.
Beautiful. Governor Gary Johnson running for president. Check it out, Gary Johnson 2012, GaryJohnson2012.com. We'll follow him along the campaign trail as well. I love that you stand up for liberty, Governor.
Governor Scott, thank you very much. We'll talk to you later.
All right, safe trip to South Carolina next for him. We've got lots more healing to go, including word on the AMA and the Hippocratic Oath next.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency? Fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12+. Dr. Ohira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Welcome back, Rockin' the Health World. My son threw the baseball, hit my toe, and I still love him. It was my fault, Elijah. Don't worry about it. I was wearing no shoes, and you don't do that with a kid that can pitch, because if you miss that ball and it hits you on the toe, crack, yes. Crack of the bat, no, crack of the toe. And if you wonder how easy it is to walk normally when your toe is cracked, it's not easy. So you understand that the little things do matter. And then there's also the counterpoint to that. Don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff. You know, how do you equate the two? I appreciate Governor Gary Johnson joining me here from time to time on the campaign trail as well. Good guy, real lover of liberty. And listen, I realize that, you know, I've got a diverse audience. You're out there. You're coming from the left, the right, the center, the up, the down, whatever. It's okay. It's okay to disagree with me. It's okay to disagree with Johnson or Ron Paul or anybody. Because if you disagree 100% of the time with anybody, you know, what's the point? We don't need automatons. We can have, you know, but the thing is, if we agree on the fundamentals, liberty as a cornerstone, as a basis, and we get along really well. We get along really well. It's when they start mandating these things, whether it be foreign policy or domestic policy, now we got a problem. And I'd like to see that corrected. And by the way, thanks to all my Facebook friends, Twitter friends, and everything. It's growing here. The Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world 6 days a week. One day a week right here on GCN and our family of stations all across these United States. And those of you listening all around the world online 24/7, I'm grateful for you as well. Thank you to Sheila. Shout out. She just wrote, I'm always glad to have Sundays back, Robert. I know you deserve a day off, but you make my day better listening to your show. Well, that's very kind. That warms my heart, Sheila. Very nice to know that you're out there. And the message of health, freedom, and liberty is coming across loud and clear. The phone number today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And dial it in. We'll see if we can fit you in. I got a wide open slate since I'm kind of hopped up here. I'm not on any medications. That's the thing. And I'm going to talk about that. But, of course, the first thing I reached for after I got home, because I didn't have everything I needed, was the wounds recovery formula from King Bio. My friend Dr. Frank King, who does the Healing Revolution with me every Friday on Natural News with the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you ever miss a show, it's available 24/7 there, streaming through naturalnews.com. And so lots of stuff. I could never be contained to one day a week, but finally the reality hit for a few months. We've been going daily. with a little bit of a breather on the Sabbath, so to speak. So glad to have you with me. As I said, I was talking about the doctors, how there's this family physician who can't even give away his practice. And I asked the question about, you know, what do you think? Do you have a relationship with your doctor? Can you speak for more than 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes? If you get three, that's big news. And, of course, the basis of homeopathy is all about questioning and spending the time answering the questions or at least receiving the information from the person coming to you for help. And then we learn the American Medical Association recently says they do not support or promote the Hippocratic Oath. Did you hear about this? The Hippocratic Oath, which boils down to this. First, do no harm. And the very big trade association or trade group supporting a lot of medical doctors, but certainly not all of them. In fact, not even a majority of them, as significantly less than 50% now are members of that trade group known as the American Medical Association. Now, if you thought that all doctors are held to this oath, the Hippocratic Oath, no, not even close. In fact, there are many versions of this so-called oath, and there are really some strange things when you consider what they are. You know, you would think that the ethics would be there. I mean, there are percentages that don't even support prohibiting sexual relations between a doctor and a patient. It's bizarre, it's absurd, and of course, it's dangerous. The medical profession in monopoly, because in monopoly, you have the ability to violate the law and you have your own internal law system, right? Through licensure. You don't get to get taken up into the criminal system very often because your own licensing boards are going to protect you bad apples out there. And I know they're not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but those that have harmed you are protected by licensure. Which is, you know, why I've stood opposed to licensure for many years, that recognize that if your doctor has a license, that does not guarantee that they know what they're doing. Board certification, qualifications from school that they've actually completed it. How do they do? Those things can tell you something. But the licensure issue alone, no, that's not enough. And that's why even when homeopaths demand to be licensed like the doctors, like the chiropractors did, I'm here to tell you they are asking for disaster, asking for trouble. I wouldn't accept one even if it was offered to me, because I do not ask for permission where none is required. And in the context of healing, it is never required, because it is your birthright to receive the healing that you believe is right for you, as it is my birthright to provide those services that I know to do. Not to do so in fraud, not to pretend I'm something that I'm not. That is something that is a violation of law, with or without licensure laws in place. We got lots more healing to do today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. As I mentioned, top 10 drugs prescribed. I'm going to give you some options for those, as well as a controversial new proposal to diagnose grief as a mental disorder coming up next. We'll be right back.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Human greed could soon be diagnosed as a mental disorder. Under a proposal, critics fear could lead to mood-altering pills being pushed for mourning. That's right. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got other options for mourning, and I'm going to get into those momentarily. But I want to get back to the AMA issue of doctors taking the Hippocratic Oath. By the way, if you're a doc out there, and if you took one, I'd be curious to hear from you at 800-259-5791. According to this, in 1993, 98% of schools administered some forms of the oath. In 1928, only 26% of schools administered some form of the oath. So there were more people taking the oath in the 90s, but what oath was it? Only one school used the original Hippocratic Oath, which contained the first do no harm principle, the very first thing, unfortunately, that most doctors have to violate in order to prescribe a drug, basically. 68 schools used versions of the original Hippocratic Oath. 100% of current oaths pledged a commitment to patients. Now, what that commitment is, I am not so sure. Only 43% vow to be a... This is perhaps one of the most shocking. There are two things that are really shocking here in this article about the Hippocratic Oath and the doctors not taking it. Only 43%, all right? About 4 out of 10 of these oaths vow to be accountable for their actions. Yeah, this is about licensure, quite honestly, because when you have a license, when you're shielded from the consequences of your action, then there is no personal liability. If you prescribe a drug and your patient dies from that drug, kind of like the FDA and Vioxx is the classic example. 14% include a prohibition against euthanasia. Only 11% invoke a deity. 8% prohibit abortion. 10, this is the one I mentioned before the break, only 3% prohibit sexual contact with patients. And that is a tricky one because, yes, you hold this power in a doctor-patient relationship where you could easily manipulate and take advantage of that. And they don't want to protect the patients from that. Only 3% of the oaths contain that. It's incredible, absolutely incredible that this is going on. And as I said, you go to a doctor, you do so at your own peril if you don't know that they are actually engaged in holistic, integrative, natural-type medicines to teach you how to heal yourself in the process of bringing healing to you and your body. But now we got psychiatrists are trying to revise the official Bible of mental illness with these recommendations that would make it easier for doctors to diagnose major depression in the newly bereaved. You lose a loved one. You're grieving. It is not time to drug a person. That's taking advantage of somebody. And the worst is it's kind of like selling somebody something. You know, or buying something from somebody that's grieving. Oh, your mom didn't want that. You lost your mom. Let me just buy that off of you. You're so heartbroken. You can't think straight. I mean, this is a fundamental violation of human freedom and a violation of human dignity to go after people who are grieving and drug them simply because they're grieving. The current edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, an influential tome used the world over, excludes people who have recently suffered a loss from being diagnosed with a major depressive disorder, unless his or her symptoms persist beyond 2 months. It's known as the grief exclusion, right? Oh, how nice of the psychiatrist to give us an exclusion for grief. Well, we won't drug you because you just lost someone. But what have some called now potentially disastrous suggestion? Tucked among the proposed changes to the manual, grief exclusion would be eliminated from the DSM. This is kind of like, you know, pretending there are no exemptions, medical, philosophical, or religious, to vaccination, right? Because those that are the least educated, the least aware, least paying attention to the alternative media, or the least that have considered even reading the statutes within each state, whatever state you're in, to find out that, no, you don't have to force your child to be, or you don't have to allow your child to be injected with a vaccine, nor forced on a psychiatric medicine. Covered the story on my daily show of Marianne Godboldo. God bless her. She was protecting her daughter from being, you know, not only initially protecting her from vaccination because her first daughter had been hammered so badly by vaccines with adverse events that she said, I'm not doing it with my second daughter. Kept the vaccines away, homeschooled until she was about 13. And then the daughter, as a teenager, wanted to go to school. The mom, unfortunately, acquiesced to that. And then the school system said, no, not unless you get your daughter caught up on these shots. Now, why Marianne didn't have the wherewithal to say, no, my daughter can go in without that, I don't know. That's another story. I don't have the answer to that. But they tried to catch her up on the shots, and she went into some major, major behavioral shifts and transformations and disorders. And, of course, the school said, no, you got to get her on a psychiatric drug. They put her on Risperdal. The mom saw her getting worse because of this. And rather than, you know, like a sane person would say, well, oh, if that's the case, let's see what happens when you pull her off. She pulled her off and weaned her off. But the doctors, and in conjunction with Child Protective Services, called in the police and then the SWAT team to beat down her door, take her child, to forcefully medicate her. And then when they took this child and charged the mom with a felony, they actually didn't even use the drug, didn't force the child to have her spared all at the end, the very reason they were going after this child. And this is the danger when we have the state taking over parenthood. And this is another part of the story. I don't know what other media outlet, honestly, has talked about the issue of jurisdiction as it relates to your children. Did you get a marriage license? Did you ask permission of the government to get married? Did you get your child a birth certificate? Did you assign your child a beastly number just to get a tax deduction? All of these things acquiesce your parental rights and authority and grant the state entrance into your vessel. Your children become vessels of the state. And then you wonder, how is it that the Child Protective Services, you know, of course, but you send your child to a government indoctrination center, i.e. a public school. Isn't that another tacit admission that the government has control or ownership over your child? I know it shouldn't, but that's the way it's treated. That's the way it is reality, whether it's right or wrong or indifferent. This is the way it's playing itself out. And parents must start waking up, if you haven't already, to not allow this jurisdiction issue to happen so that they can take your children simply because you say, hey, I can raise my child better than the state can. I want to give my child organic, whole, unprocessed foods. That's right. And there's a dirty dozen list. I got to cover that next hour. That's right. What are the dirty dozen fruits and veggies that you want to avoid because they're so heavily pesticide laden? What are the cleanest of them all? We're going to cover that as well. In addition to the many drugs that are being prescribed, billions and billions and billions of dollars in prescription and over-the-counter drugs. Are there safe options? Yeah. I'm not asking permission, but I'm going to tell you what those safe options are next, after the news break. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. If you have a question, you want to call me, 800-259-5791 is the number. And I'm on live for another hour. If not, if you're listening to this at another time, you can plan ahead. As well, remember my show is weekdays on Natural News. Rockin' the health world. Check it out. We're coming right back with more powerful healing. In the meantime, remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.